women get less than 3% of all of the venture funding that is out there. How do we change that? We change it by being the women who can invest. We change that by making more money. We change that by being the vessels that can hold these massive dreams and vision and responsibilities.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And before I start our talk today that I'm so excited to chat with you about, I would love if you took 1 second on your phone and went to lightpink.com and entered your email. If you have ever found value within this podcast, that would mean everything to me if you would go right now and enter your email at lightpink.com, L-I-T-E-P-I-N-K, because we are launching something this week that you're going to want to be a part of. It is a sweepstakes where you will win, or you can win, a stunning, like a gloriously freaking stunning tablescape for the holidays. If you guys do not follow me, then I have to tell you that I am obsessed with a beautiful tablescape, glassware, dishes, gold silverware. Oh my gosh, gorgeous decanters, beautiful wine glasses. For real, you're going to be obsessed. We did a photo shoot here with all of the things that you're going to have a chance to win. And not only that, if you enter the sweepstakes at lightpink.com, you will also get our holiday guide, which is a complete guide to all of the trendiest, hottest, most coveted, most wanted gifts this season. I'm telling you, we have been putting this together for 3 months. We have our Light Pink Investors favorites in there. We have exclusive discounts from female-owned businesses that not only can you support these businesses that need help this year, but they have the coolest stuff and you can shop small. You can get their 15 to 20% discounts. You have an opportunity for a, not an opportunity, you get a free membership to my friend's powerhouse community, which is really going to help you throughout the holidays. And you also get a free preset. So, you know, those beautiful filters that you see on Instagram, we created a filter just for you that looks good on everybody's page. You're going to love it. So you can download that and it's a free gift to you. So you guys go and check that out right now. And it would mean the world as well if you would send that to a friend, because I'm telling you, you're going to make everyone shopping so much easier. You can literally shop right out of this guide. It's got all the links connected. It's got all of your coupon codes. We're here to make your life easier and save you money. So you can go and see my top picks for the holiday this year. It's all of my favorites. Literally half of it is in my closet or in my kitchen that I'm obsessed with. Things that just make my life easier. Not to mention holiday tips in there. So let's talk about opportunity today. Opportunity to grow, opportunities that we are praying for, and how they're delivered. So I know that you've probably had some recent prayers about wanting to grow, wanting to level up, wanting to expand. And I have a feeling that you're getting them answered, but you're not aware of it because this is happening to me. I have been praying for growth of my company and being the leader that can handle all of the things that come my way. And maybe instead of a really clean gift box with ease and things happening and growth and specific dates that I want and specific partners that I'm looking for, instead, I'm getting challenge after challenge after challenge after challenge. And my prayers are actually being answered. What do I mean by that? Oh, I hate this answer. But what happens is we pray to be the person who can lead a massive charge, who can lead this vision, who can change the way that women view what is possible for them. And my goal is to change the conversation around investing in women, around women investing in women, and around companies being fully female funded or around companies having a board of women and women investors. And this is how we change the statistic that women get less than 3% of all of the venture funding that is out there. How do we change that? We change it by being the women who can invest. We change that by making more money. We change that by being the vessels that can hold these massive dreams and vision and responsibilities. And in order to become those women, we need the challenge. And so you may not think that your prayers are being answered right now. And you may not think that you may be that person who is just like, got your manifesting board, got your vision board, doing all the things, you're visualizing every single day, and you're getting handed shit sandwiches. And you don't realize that in order to become that person and get to that vision, you just have to eat them. You're like throwing them away and you're like, I don't want this. And you're like, yeah, you just have to get through it. You literally just have to become the person who knows how to handle all those things, because I'll tell you, it doesn't change you, just get stronger. So the more responsibility that you have equals more problems. And more problems equal more strength, right? You become the person who can handle those. And I don't want to scare you by saying, yeah, you know, that vision that you want, it's going to be more problems, but it is. And what happens is you just become the person who knows how to handle them. You hire the team who knows how to handle them. Challenges are the opportunity to grow. Challenges are the opportunity for new innovation. Challenges are the opportunity that if you solve those problems, you get more money. So the bigger the problem that you solve and the bigger the problems that you can handle, the more money is going to come your way and the more people that you get to hire in order to help you with those problems. No problems, no money. No problems, no becoming the woman that you want. No problems, no strength. So when we are wishing for ease, you're actually wishing your dream away. When we are wishing for that big vision, you are in fact asking for the challenges to become that person and to be able to handle those things. So I want you to think about it. Football season is on. My husband's a huge Packer fan. And by osmosis, I have become a huge Packer fan as well. I'm just really, really into maybe not sports, but the idea of sports and how it actually works. And at yesterday's game, my husband was telling me before they played, he's like, you know, I don't know how they're going to do. I think they've won 5 in a row at this point, 5 games in a row. And he was like, but I don't know how they're going to do because 2 of the best players have to be out for this game. And I was like, well, I think that's amazing because they already have momentum and this is going to give the rookies the opportunity of a lifetime to show up where they wouldn't have had to, where they would have just been benched, where they wouldn't have been seen. And now this problem has given them the opportunity to potentially show up, show out, be seen, and change their entire life. So where are you being given this really scary opportunity that actually looks like failure, that looks like a challenge, that is actually your opportunity to show up and show out.
This is an important pause because recently I was in a place where I had so much anxiety and I was so stressed out and I didn't feel like I knew where to go to talk about it. I was going on walks with my husband and trying to process, but sometimes there are things that you just need even more people or an outside source to be able to process your emotions with. And this is why I am so incredibly in love with Talkspace and why I think it's so important is because our relationships change, our work changes, life changes, and the pressures that we have can really cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And that is why I love Talkspace. It's so incredibly easy to match with a therapist. It is ready to help you start feeling better with a single message. You can set goals with your Talkspace therapist and develop techniques to cope in difficult times. It offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and medication prescription services if that's needed. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform. There are thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with across dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. I know sometimes it doesn't feel easy to reach out to people that you know, and this is a beautiful way to get that conversation started so that you can start processing your emotions and figure out what your next steps are. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience with live video sessions, which I absolutely love, and unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. And it truly is a great habit to have. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code HAPPY. That's $100 off when you use code HAPPY at Talkspace.com.
So what about the understudy? What about when, you know, you've gone to, I don't know if you've ever gone to a play or a Broadway play, but I'm obsessed. If you ever get the chance to go, absolutely go. And I think about the stars of the show who really carry the show. People travel from all around the world to see these main characters, these leads in the show, and they don't necessarily want to see the understudy. But what about the moments where the lead character cannot be in the game, cannot be in the play? That understudy has waited that entire moment for that. So I need you to think of failures as your moment. It's like that understudy is actually like, oh my God, like I've prepared for this, but oh shit, it's here. And that's how it's going to feel. It's like, oh my God, I've been praying for this and oh shit, it's here. It's my moment that I get to show up. And do you think they feel great the first time they do it? I'm sure they're like, oh my God, I don't know if that was good. I'm not sure. But what if people like you just as much? What if they like you better? What if they don't like you? That's okay too. You had your moment and now you actually know what you would have done better. Maybe you know it's not for you. Maybe you know you're sick of, you know, staying behind the limelight and you're ready for more challenges. You're like, wow, I've been putting so much fear around this one thing that I literally realized it's not that scary. Like you just jump in there and you have some fun and you get dirty. And you let yourself fail if you need to, which by the way, failure is one of the biggest parts of success. You have to just keep going at it. Like if I'm being completely real with you, I just pretty much feel like I have been in a ring getting pummeled for the last 6 months. And you know what? I'm in the ring. Like I get to be around the people and do the things and feel the highs that most people never get to feel in their entire life. And I'm so proud of myself for being, not only being in the ring, but staying in the ring. I have freaking staying power that I did not know. And I think that you do too. I think that you do too. I believe that if you've been listening to this podcast and you've been getting your ass handed to you, that you have staying power that is preparing you for the long game. Because there is nothing in life that is the short game that is worth being in it for. It's this or what else? What else would you be doing? What else would you be doing? I'm telling you, we're either stretched and challenged and in the ring, or we're on the sidelines moping and wishing. That's all it is. We're either challenged, stretched, and getting our ass handed to us in the ring. And once in a while, we have a winning streak. And then we go into another season that's not great. And then again, we have a winning streak. And then, you know what? Even if you go out on top, you go to another ring. And that's life. You go to another ring where it's new and you need new challenges, because that is how we are as humans. We need new challenges. We actually need this. We require being stretched. We require being challenged. We require struggle. I was talking about this the other day with a friend. I was talking about when we were in Costa Rica, there is hundreds of thousands of sea turtles. So mama sea turtles that climb up every year. It's actually right now. It's over the next 2 weeks that these sea turtles come up. And, you know, it's a struggle for these big ass mama sea turtles to climb all the way up. They go pretty far up on the beach. They dig holes with their back fins and it takes forever. Like, this is so hard to watch. You're like, Mama Sea Turtle, let me get a shovel and let me do this for you, because I am so, like, it hurts my heart to watch how much they struggle to do this. And this is really important for them to do. But I want to talk about the importance of after they bury this. Like, this is like a day or two that it takes them, maybe longer. Actually, I think it's like 3 days if I remember. And they dig this hole. They sit forever and they lay these eggs. They lay, I don't even know. I think it looks like 50 or 70 eggs or something like that. By the way, this is like thousands and thousands and thousands of sea turtles as far as your eye can see on the beach. And they bury it and they go and they swim. They take the long trek back to the ocean and they swim in the ocean. And then the sea turtles hatch. I don't know if it's months later. I can't remember. I think it is just months later. And what happens is actually the whole town when we were there, it's in Nosara, Costa Rica, comes out and makes sure, number one, that they do not get, they try to shoo the birds away because the birds will end up eating them. And this is just how life is. And my heart was like, you got to be kidding me. So the next year we went back and we saw the sea turtles hatching and a bunch of people from the town come out and they try to keep the birds away and they warn you, there's signs all over like, don't touch the sea turtles. Do not put the baby sea turtles in the ocean. And we're like, oh my God, but why? Like, it keeps them from getting eaten. Like, look at how long they're struggling. This is going to be days and days and days and days for them to be from this little spot on the beach that just looks like a run for us to get into the ocean. And they struggle and they struggle and they flip over on their backs. And you are not allowed to pick them up and put them in the ocean. And I'll tell you why. Because there have been people who have picked them up and put them in the ocean, and they did not struggle long enough to be able to get the muscle that they needed to be able to survive the ocean. You have to struggle to survive your blessing. And I hope that you get that you are in the prayer right now. I love you so much. I literally am right here with you in the arena. I'm like suited up, looking over at you, like girlfriend, boyfriend. We got this, and this is all there is. And how do we sink into this joy that we get to experience a range? You guys, I'm just sending you so much love. If you loved this, I would love if you sent it to a friend, and you mean the world to me. I would love to know your takeaways from this and see who's listening. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.